time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the Big Friday. That's right, Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Yes. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mick.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, guys.
Let's get ready for the weekend. Yeah. It's almost upon us. Big show today, as always. All your favourites. We've got the Weekend Review. We've got Clown of the Week. We've got a couple of big stories to cover in Clown of the Week. Steve-O's up to no good, Jane. You're across it?
Yes, I know.
Steve-O from Jackass.
Yeah.
Well, that's very much our Triple M DNA, isn't it? Any
correct
news on Steve-O and I've got it. Hot off the press.
He's a nut.
In Clown also, we will have to look at the Masked Singer because, honestly,
dear idea.
On many counts, the Masked Singer goes in Clown.
Are you going to cover The Bachelor today? You've kind of been skirting around it. You haven't bit yet.
Mm.
Is there enough there? Thoughts.
It's starting to build up, and what I wanted to say, Whitney's put together the sweep that we annual sweep
I
that we have.
I got dutted last time.
You
mine
did.
Were the first two out.
Yeah,
absolute
you were.
Nutbags.
Can I just say, you'll be very happy with your picks this year.
Yes.
Mm.
I'm on.
I'll reveal who you've got in the sweep.
It's Mickey time. Hey, Grant Denyer is swinging by for a chat. Family Feud's back up and running. Who knew?
That's exciting, and it's for a really great reason. It's for all the people on the front line, from people stacking the shelves to the doctors, nurses, across the board.
They
Ambos, you know.
They need a bit of love.
Yeah, we're happy it's back. And I love talking to Denya.
He's great.
All right. We'll be speaking to Nick Cody as well, who's in quarantine, I believe.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that would be... I wonder what type of... Was he in a hotel? Is he like Danny Minogue in a luxury mansion somewhere?
I'm sure he hasn't gone the Kylie, Nicole
There's a few
Kidman
people slipping
route.
through the
Danny
keeper
Minogue
there.
Route. No, well, surely.
Depends who you are. You've got to know people.
I'll be right into him if he's swashing around in a presidential at some hotel.
Or holidaying in Queensland somewhere. Let's get that sorted.
Lots to get through. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. It's been a big week. We're nearly done. What are you doing for the weekend, Jane? Are you going to be watching episodes of The Batch? What are you doing?
No. Well, first of all, I've had a big day. I've descaled the coffee machine.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, when you have one of those Nespresso machines, after you use it 50,000 times a day, which it does get in my house, an orange light goes on. And I reckon I've stared at that light for about 3 weeks now and no one else is doing anything. I've noticed that the coffee comes out a little bit less. It's a bit drippy, not as good.
Got a kind of Turkish vibe about it.
It's just not quite right. Yeah, not
so
quite right.
So what do you have to do? Is it like a service? Is it a full oil and lube? What do you do?
This is what you do.
Do you get George Clooney out?
Yeah.
Correct.
Way around the Nespresso.
If only. No, you go to YouTube and you go, how do you descale your coffee machine? And you watch it. Now, they said pour in the descaling liquid that you've purchased. Nah. Then I have to look up, what do you use instead of descaler? White vinegar? Bang. Done that. Anyway, she's running like a beautiful Ferrari.
So do you pull it apart and put it back together? Is it like a soldier with his rifle?
Yeah. Yes,
do you
you're
name
right.
It
it's exactly
it?
Like
do you,
that.
Do you do it in the dark? They have to do it in the dark.
Yeah.
Well, I could descale a coffee machine in the dark now.
What happens
so it's
to just
like
percolated coffee? Why don't you just dial it back?
Because it's too watery.
Get your international roast out.
Yep.
Right? You boil the kettle.
That's what you drink.
And then you just pop it in a mug.
You need a nice creamer.
I beg your pardon.
Nothing you can say that. On radio. What about
you,
Dave? What are you up to?
We've got a tree full of lemons in our backyard.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking,
you are the saddest man.
I know.
Dave.
As you say, I'm very pedestrian. I'm thinking I might make something with lemons, Jane.
Limoncello. Make alcohol with it.
What about a margarita? Lip, sip, suck, tequila?
Absolutely.
I'm on here.
It's in my cookbook.
Is it?
Or you can make a nice lemon slice.
Okay.
Yeah. Need some Maori biscuits and some coconut. Anyway, that's what you'll be doing. Mickey, what are you doing?
I'll be on the couch watching footy, working on my couch ass groove.
Nice.
As I said, my couch is like the shrouded Turin at the moment. It's just got the imprint of my body that's there.
A great show last night, the front bar, by the way.
And it was a great show.
Had your away pyjamas on last night.
Had your away pyjamas on.
Your neck
on
pillow
and
as
the neck
well.
Pillow.
Very good.
Once again, I say, it gives me great joy to be on live TV in my pyjamas
it's
drinking
so
beer.
It's so much fun.
I just feel...
Who could figure that out? Could it only be someone like you.
Well, you can't
do that
if you're like, you know, reading the news, can you?
You can't do that
on ABC Insiders.
Well, you could wear your trekkie dacks underneath if you're at a news desk. You'd still do
that. Does that happen though or not?
Yes, it does.
Really?
I've got mates who've done it who are on the news. Hey, Mickey, you know, you're talking about you're going to be on the couch all day. I'm also waiting for the arrival of an air fryer.
This is a new magical piece.
And I think you need one of those because I think your grilling is just, I'm worried there's going to be a fire.
Yeah, that grill.
I'm worried about the smoke accumulating.
I might have to descale the grill.
Yeah. It's a real sort of thick layer of grease on there at the minute.
Yeah, so.
That'll be my task this week.
All right, air fryer. Yeah. You can purchase one online.
All right, now, let's get into it, eh?
All right, Clown of the Week, that's up next, thanks to Crown Forklifts, the Encore range, guaranteed reliability.
Come on!
Superior quality.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
There are many contenders.
What a performance by Five Stars.
Like a curry for the cup. Hey.
I don't sweat.
Sorry. But it can't always be this guy.
Really, it's a badge of honour, right?
Who will be...
Shut up. I love it.
...the Clown of the Week.
Jay Reynolds.
He's the best, isn't he?
I'm going to start because it's been a big week on television. A lot of shows premiering.
Yep. 1-3-3-5-3, by the way, if you want to ring up and get
good idea.
Yep.
Well
okay.
Done.
Where are you going to start?
I think I might start because it has had so much promotion.
Sure.
The build-up was so huge for The Masked Singer.
Wow. Yeah. It's back, baby.
And I'm not clowning the show because people love it.
Sure.
And, you know,
is it going
all
right? How's it rating?
I think it rates all right. I think it goes okay, yeah.
Right.
What I'd like to suggest is the guesses that the celebrity judges have been throwing out, to me, are a bit of a stretch.
Bit ambitious?
A little bit ambitious. Shall we hear, first of all, Monday night's guesses? Dave?
I'm thinking Russell Crowe.
I've got Taylor Swift vibes, to be honest. What are we doing here? Princess Mary.
Amazing singing. It's obviously Celine Dion.
Why not Hugh Jackman? You know, what?
I think it's John Travolta.
Right. It could be John Travolta.
None of those are even remotely. And in fact, somebody said Peter Allen, which is unfortunate.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you'd have to pay it if they did.
Well done.
You'd
pay that one.
It'd be a bit woofy inside that costume.
With the maracas and the Rio outfit.
Yes.
Hey, can we get to Tuesday night's guesses? Because they were just as ambitious.
Yeah. So they're trying to guess the Hammerhead.
Andrew Farris. Tom Williams, famous tradie.
Robert Irwin.
Keith Urban. Red Wiggle. Murray Kirk.
Nick Cummins, the Honey Badger.
Lock-in Shannon.
Zay.
Yeah. Keith Urban, I think, is the one that you...
It was Michael Bevan.
It was Michael Bevan and Osha had to explain to Australia who Michael Bevan was because a lot of people didn't know, which was pretty stupid. Of course we know who Bevo is.
Yeah.
Well... Yep, there you go.
There you go.
A lot of kids who watch it wouldn't.
They wouldn't. And there was a lot of Twitter talk going, who's Michael Bevan? We go, well, come on.
Yes.
Get a grip.
Hey, can I go?
What do you got?
I would like to clown Smash Mouth.
I love this band. I love Smash Mouth.
They've had a shocker.
What's happened?
They're headlining a gig at Sturgis, which is the big motorcycle rally. 250,000 motorbikes come to town. They did a gig, firstly, where no one was wearing masks, so they're
all bunged
in. Anyway, they get to the big finale where they do All Star.
Yeah, that's their signature song.
And anyway, there's a bit of a to and fro with the audience.
Yeah. Mm.
We're going to play it to you. He gets a bit angry, the old lead singer.
Yes.
But have a listen to the comeback from the crowd who don't appreciate being told off.
Okay.
You throw one more piece of shit on f***ing stage, I'm going to come find your ass, I'm going to beat your ass, whoever the f*** you are out there, okay? You want to be a badass? Come up here, come on. Walk your badass up here, come on. You bring your ass on stage, whoever is throwing shit at me, I will tell you right now, I will beat the f*** out of you, okay? You're a pussy punk, okay? You're ruining the show for thousands of people right now, because I'm going to walk on stage... And guess what? You're paying for it, motherfucker, okay?
Now listen.
Now they've recovered. That's a quick recovery.
Clip has everything.
What did he say? Just play All Star, bitch.
Play All Star, bitch.
That's what we want. That's what we're here for, Smash Mouth.
We've been here all night waiting for that. Just do it.
Oh my God.
Right, what else you got, Jane?
Well, we're going to The Bachelor because there was a contestant, and I just have to look at Whitney when I say this. Was her name Zoe Clare?
Yes.
Which is a very unusual name. Yeah. As a double barrel name, I haven't heard many Zoe Clares for a start. So I might clown her for that name.
Well,
okay. There's something that this girl was very emotional about. She believes that she was being picked on in the show because she has red hair.
So she's gone the blub early. Can you go the blub on the first episode? That's my question to you.
I think when you have a cocktail party that goes all night and the girls are given sandwiches in a plastic container about 5 in the morning, let's just hear.
It's a perfect storm.
It is the perfect storm. And let's hear how emotional she got about being a ranger, her words.
I don't want to go through this experience being different because of the... God, this sounds so stupid, but the colour of my goddamn hair. And that sucks. It's the colour of my complexion. Can we just not look? Cool.
She says she didn't want to talk about it anymore. Trust me, she bloody did. She banged on about it for the entire show and she got so emotional about it. She was unable to make the rose.
Right
yeah,
now,
I am. I'm getting choked up. She was so emotional, Mick.
Yes.
she was unable to make the rose ceremony.
Yes. Didn't
they just said, oh, Zoe Clare's
a
little...
No show.
She was a little bit tired.
But she got a rose.
The whole thing.
She got an automatic rose.
No.
That is my call as well.
Yeah.
Hey, no show, no rose,
correct.
You're out.
Right.
That's how I feel.
That's terrible. Oh.
1-3-3-5-3, tell us if you know any. If you know any other clowns, give us a call.
Clown of the week, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
We've got Grant Denyer coming up in about 10 minutes and then Nick Cody soon too.
All right. It's chock-a-block with the good stuff today. We are smack bang in the middle of Clown of the Week. 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. Yeah. I want to put Trump in. It's just a quick one.
Go ahead.
We have to make reference to his theory on the flu.
Yep.
What was it?
Mm-hmm.
The 1918-1917 Spanish flu pandemic and how and what the consequences of it were. Have a listen.
The closest thing is in 1917, they say, right? The Great Pandemic certainly was a terrible thing where they lost anywhere from 50 to 100 million people. Probably ended the Second World War. All the soldiers were sick.
Hang on a minute. Yeah, that was 1945, right?
Hang on a minute. Let's do the math.
Oh, my goodness. Can I just do a quick clown too for all the people who are Trump supporters who are just flogging me at the moment because when we talk about anything like this, just get a massive amount.
You? Couldn't care less. Couldn't care less.
Yeah, but I'm saying... Rack off. Just back off, please. And I honestly look at it and I'm laughing at you. So please stop sending it and invading my Twitter account. Stop doing it.
It's not even politics.
It's just
human behaviour.
Of course.
The guy mocked a handicapped person.
Correct. I'm reacting to him as a person, not his politics. So relax.
You dicks get a life.
Thank you. Anyway.
All right. What about Kylie Minogue? Let's clown Kylie Minogue.
Our Kylie Minogue. I love Kylie.
I
love her.
She's cut your lunch.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane, Kylie. Pop on your hot pants. Have a dance. Release a single, but don't release a wine.
I'm very upset about this, Mick.
Mm.
This is my domain. Kylie Minogue has released a rosé. Everybody knows it's mine. I own it.
You've been testing this
rosé
for years.
I have been testing and testing and testing this certain type of wine, and I discovered it years ago.
Have you tasted her wine?
Shall not put it to my lips. Her rosé has aromas of pink grapefruit, watermelon, lemon blossom, and a little bit of hot pant. That's what I was going to say. But
a hint of hot pant.
A hint of hot pant. I just don't know. She's also ripped off Brangelina's brand, which is Brad and Angelina Bort, my favourite Rosé vineyard years ago because they liked the wine. We bought the whole vineyard, Miraval, as you do. Anyway, that didn't work out on many ways. I can't let it go.
You sleep at the wheel. Yeah. Start cracking.
Well,
start treading on grapes.
Somebody contact me who wants me to produce rosé.
All right. Now, who did you want to clown from Jackass?
Steve O.
Steve O from Jackass, who I adore.
Yeah,
he's 40. Did you know he's 46? I didn't realise that he was that old. Anyway, he's just like hours ago, he has had to be rescued by a team of firefighters because a stunt went spectacularly wrong because he ducked taped himself to a billboard. Let's hear what he had to say about it.
I've been up on this billboard duct taped for an hour and a half now, a little more. Starting to get kind of sore. There are some cops over there, but they say I paid for the billboard, man. So hopefully nobody gets too upset.
But see, that's the thing. He paid for the billboard, so he wasn't really in trouble. They just thought it probably wasn't a cool idea. I think it actually really hurt him.
Why don't you, if you love this show,
yes,
you would strap yourself, you'd duct tape yourself to a Kennedy Malloy billboard, and I would support you all the way.
Oh, Mick. I'll tell you what.
Why not?
Because I would do that. It won't be far off when I get waxed because that duct tape's going to hurt when that's ripped off.
Hey, the Jackass, of course, was a favourite of me and my 7-year-old boys.
Well, you should not have shown your son that.
They love Steve-O.
A little bit young.
Can I just a bit of background? Yeah. Steve-O's one of the frontline troops.
Yes,
he is.
He's been involved in two of the best most outrageous stunts of all time.
What's happened on?
One was they went to South Africa to J-Bay or whatever.
Yeah.
Chummed up the waters.
Oh, God.
Full of, there's white terrible. Pointers everywhere. Yeah. And he's done a bomb off the side. Into a
shark
pool,
infested waters.
A frenzy of white pointers.
It's insane.
And the other one, he went to the Serengeti. And him and one of his mates, Bam or someone, they got into a pantomime zebra costume.
It's terrible.
And went
this
out,
is terrible.
And went out grazing, right? And actually got attacked by a pride of lions. And you have to see the look on the lion's face. Yeah. He jumps up on the back and pulls the pants down to reveal the guys from Jackass.
Oh, that's so good.
I swear to you, the lions just scatter.
They do.
Don't know what they've done.
Go. You've got to see this vision. Oh, it's hilarious. Nuts.
It is incredible.
It's so fun.
And a special, we've got a solo, to Johnny Knoxville, who's my favourite. I think I've told the story before, but when I was in Sydney and I was there for a while promoting a film. I got to know my limo driver pretty well. And those guys are pretty discreet.
Yeah.
And anyway, after a while, I said, "Mate, who's the biggest party guy you've ever had in the car?" He goes, "I'm out." He goes, "Hands down." He goes, "Johnny Knoxville." He goes, "I picked him up from the airport on Friday, right? He went out partying, right? I took him back to the airport on Monday, and he never unpacked his suitcases."
He was in the same clothes.
He never checked into a hotel.
What a hero.
He never went. He just went whackada whackada.
Well,
all weekend.
That's what you want in your Jackass stars.
So there it is. Pretty cool. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. You've got some bash talk, Jane.
A little bit, yeah.
Sure.
Stay here.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Frank Danielson, Nick Cody, Triple M's own Nick Cody from The Big Breakfast in Brisbane. He's going to join us about 40 minutes from now.
Well, that's exciting.
Just before we get into the entertainment report, we've got a late entrance for Clown of the Week. Rachel is on the line. Rachel, who do you want to clown?
Sorry, Mickey, I love you, and I've got a feeling after this you're not going to like me much. It would have to be CUB.
Wow. For what?
Because I do not have a hard-earned thirst for a man that smells like hops.
you're talking about the VB, which is their new scent.
It's aftershave.
Is it aftershave or is it a fragrance?
Oh, sure.
I think it's like a
you know,
for
like
women,
a Warney-style fragrance. No, it's for the guys.
For the guys.
Like a cologne.
Also, this is the thing. You don't call it, apparently it's uncool to call aftershave anymore.
Oh, right.
It's this what I've picked up.
It's like either a perfume, isn't it?
Scent.
Oh.
What did you call it first? That's what it is.
I don't know. Fragrance?
Yes. You win. That's
all that
correct.
Manscaping I've been doing over the years.
You are starting to pay so off. Good at it.
Yeah, look, I'm kind of with you, Rachel. I love VB and I love CUB, but I've come home smelling of VB, and trust me, it's not a hit with the ladies.
Can I say, I've heard it's very, very nice. No, it's okay.
It's a go to the other room scenario if you even faintly smell.
It does have hops in it, I've heard.
I would put on the VB before I put on the West End fragrance. put it that way. That's not going to be a hit. I've got my own spray out at the moment.
Have you?
It's L'Esprit du Capsicum. That's French for capsicum spray.
Yeah, I get that.
That's what the girls who date you have.
Well, that's a bit mean, isn't it? Apologise.
Okay, I'm sorry. It is a bit mean.
It's a bit rude to some of the girls.
No, it's charisma. Not rude.
She'll be upset.
Oh, charisma.
Chardonnay, how does she feel?
Ebony.
I don't like being mean to you because was that true? Is your mum really upset with me?
No, sadly.
I knew that.
She would take your side on everything.
I know she would. She has always.
Good woman. Okay, we ready to do this?
Yeah.
She's read every mag, tweet, and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to.
Okay.
Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm just going to rip through this. First of all, I want to know, on an interest level, you've just got to go absolutely no interest or, that's fascinating.
Fire away.
Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson have broken up.
No idea who Cody Simpson is. Okay. Keep moving.
Chrissy Teigen is expecting a baby.
Seriously, who cares?
Okay, great.
Is that news?
Yeah, that's John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. They're having their third baby. Okay. And I'll tell you what, if people, I love her.
Why is that news?
Because she's super famous and girls are, I mean, everybody knows who she is except for a whole bunch of boys like you. But I do. I really like her. I love her. But I can see how she could annoy people because her life's a little bit perfect. Do you know what I mean? Instagram perfect. That's her. Now she's having baby number three. All right, I'm going to do a Bachelor breakdown because I've been watching last night they're so mean. The producers are so mean. What they did, they have you think they've selected the 23 contestants, and I'll get to that in a minute. Okay. Oh, no, they have an intruder. Last night is the tradition of having photographs taken, and it's for a magazine generally. What they do is they always pick in the photo shoot three or four girls to be with the bachelor. They always pick one girl to be like the princess, the really beautiful one who gets all the lovey-lovey time with the bachelor.
Right. Mm.
And the other girls are like the slaggy hangers-on, like the ugly sisters from Cinderella. They have to do something horrible. They dressed a girl as a man last night. I mean, it was really mean. It was awful.
Wow.
But in an absolute horrendous moment.
Why'd they do that?
Just to be mean. It's just extraordinary.
And was she handsome? Like, was she a handsome man?
Well, Dave actually took a screenshot of her and said she looked like our Garfunkel, so you be the judge.
Good Lord.
Okay.
She's not going to be happy.
So we're watching last night, and I'm with, you know, my teenage daughter. We're watching
Gene Wilder.
Yes, she looked like Gene Wilder. She did with a mo. With a moustache.
Right.
They're good sports, these girls. Anyway, this is what happens. They go, all of a sudden they're doing a photo shoot with a wedding.
Mm.
There's a bit of a kerfuffle. They look up and they go, who's that? Who's that? What's going on? A girl walks in a wedding dress. She's an intruder and really beautiful.
Wow.
Here's their reaction.
Come to the final photo, the first dance of the married couple. But who will be the bride?
Oh, my God, stop it. Who is that?
What the heck is happening?
It'll be all just turned and we see this girl wearing a bloody wedding dress.
Oh.
Ladies, this woman is joining you in the race for Lockie's heart.
Great, we have another Barbie doll in the house.
I am pissed off.
They don't like that because she's quite, she's not my type of pretty because there's a lot of blonde fake hair as far as I can see.
Stuff.
But can I get to the sweep quickly, Mickey?
Yeah, but just before you do that, what about the bachelor himself? We haven't turned our attention to the bachelor.
Oh,
what's his
God,
he looks like a bit of a chump. What's his story? Yeah, are you into him? Is he rocking or what's his
story? I don't like his neck tat at all, but I thought maybe I should ask someone who's probably in the demographic who would be interested. I don't know what she thinks of him. Let's go to our producer, Whitney. Hello. Our senior producer.
Yeah.
What's happening, Whitney? You're across this. You watch this religiously.
Lucky, yeah.
Has he got
what
it?
Do you
is
think
he,
of
is
him?
He better than the honey badger?
Absolutely better than the honey badger. I think he is hot.
You think he's hot? Is he your type of guy?
Why? I think it's the height, the dark hair, he's built.
Do you love the tats?
Yeah, well, hang on. Not all of them. He's got some pretty rank ones across his chest.
He has got across his chest. What's the big one he's got across his chest that says something
like... Yeah, one of the
like,
guys from Home and Away, those...
But they look fake.
Yeah.
I have to just say...
I don't mind the neck one.
Right now, Whitney finds a pot plant hot. Let's be honest.
Nick.
Hasn't been a great run.
She's in ISO. She's in ISO in a country town and it's very hard.
No, you
it's
know
funny
because
it's true.
So he's a yes for you?
Mm.
Yeah, for me, he's a yes.
Okay. I would say he's a good-looking rooster. Mickey, I just want to quickly say that you have got Laura and Nicole in the sweep.
Is that the redhead? Have I got the redhead? Got
no, you haven't got the redhead.
Zoe Claire, that is.
Yeah. Zoe Claire is the redhead.
Sorry.
Ethan from our digital department has got that, and that's very bad luck for him, I have to say, because she's not going to be long.
Yep.
You have got Nicole, who's the professional dancer, the hottie who got the triple rose.
Oh,
so
okay.
You've got it. You're going to get there.
All right. And we'll come back and we'll do you and we'll get the whole team after this. I think we'll take a quick break.
You bet. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, Family Feud. It returns this Sunday night, 7:30 on Channel 10. Grant Denyer joining us right now.
Hello, you lovely legend.
You remember how it all goes?
Yes. I made over 1,000 of them and I did the math the other day. I said survey says 30,000 times. It should come back.
How many families you reckon? So you would have done 1,000 families, you think?
Oh, well, two every show, so at least double that.
Is there one that stands out? Was there like a Manson family? Was there like an Adams family?
The creepy family.
Yeah.
We had a grandma once, and the question was, name something you find in the boot of your car. And what would your answer be, Mick?
You know, dead body.
Tire.
No, I don't know.
Spare tire.
Yeah, exactly, tire leader.
No, dead body was her answer.
Oh, my God.
Her last name was Williams, so that might give it away.
God, that's hilarious.
Wow.
I had one of the best times ever. Well, I was on Celebrity Family Feud. We were against the living room. I was on the team from Have You Been Paying Attention? And the boys were hopeless. Tom Gleisner was so bad. I wanted to crush the living room team. And I was really competitive about it.
Yeah.
And they let me down big time.
And let me share this bit of wonderful information with you. Do you know that historically the smarter you are, the worse you play Family Feud?
Interesting.
Oh, right. Don't cover for them. Don't make out that Tom's brainy or anything. But it is one of those fun shows. It's a great quiz show and we love seeing it back. And it's on with very special people this time. You're bringing it back for a special reason.
Yeah, look, we weren't going to bring it back for any old reason. And we thought, look, 2020's been a fair old shocker, as we all know.
Correct.
Wouldn't it be good to sort of honour the frontline workers at the moment? Because it's been a triple whammy of the bushfires at the start of the year.
Yep.
We've had the worst drought in living memory and, of course, the global pandemic. So we've opened the doors and we've got those that have been manning the stations in the COVID wards of hospitals, the supermarket shelves, stackers,
that's
the hospital
great.
Cleaners.
Yeah.
And we got record amounts of cash just to throw at them, just so we can all collectively on behalf of Australia just say thank you. We couldn't have done it without you.
That's so good.
That's a good effort, mate. Now, can I ask this? Have you ever been there when they've actually surveyed an audience? Have you actually ever oversaw the survey? Have you ever patrolled it with a clipboard looking at answers?
You're saying that this is not like a fully legit system that we're running?
Like a radio survey?
How hands-on you are. I want to know where they do it. Is it like in a laboratory somewhere? How do they pick them? Where do they come from?
Are you saying that Putin is involved in our surveying process?
It could be.
I'm so keen to talk to you about this one. You've been very busy in your spare time in this COVID time, and you have, this is just kills me, you've got your pilot's license. Well done. Congratulations.
Huge. Thank you. Yeah, we're all in lockdown and I thought, look, I'd hate to get to the end of the period and go, you know what, I should have done something with all that free time that I had. So I hit the books and I had my first solo flight just the other day and I'm now a pilot.
You make us look pathetic. How did it go, your first solo flight?
Oh, I was crapping myself because Because you can die. You can die when it goes wrong. And I've got to be honest, I don't know what all of those switches and buttons...
Okay. You're like Homer in the nuclear thing. You're just pushing buttons.
I don't reckon I breathed or blinked for the entire circuit that I did around the airport for the first time. And when I landed, I let out... I nearly cried. I was that happy.
Can I ask what your beautiful wife, Cheryl, has to say about that? Mm. About you becoming a pilot all of a sudden?
Well, she's a little...
You drive bloody cars.
Yeah. She used to be doing 300k an hour. And look, our risks are going to be slightly more managed now because we not only have I been learning to fly, but I've also been learning to cook, sort of, because we have another bun in the oven. Yeah,
congratulations.
It's exciting.
It's a lockdown baby.
Yeah. It is.
It is.
It is a lockdown baby. We send lots of love to
Sounds like you're a bloke trying to get out of the house, by the way. You get your pilot's license, you're driving cars, you're starting your show up. It's like you're going,
I've got to be honest, though, with the baby, after breaking my back a few years ago in the monster truck, I'm just really glad that it can still bend okay, if you know what I'm saying.
Hello. Hey, we also find out something. This is fascinating news to me, that you're a big cat spotter. I've done a story on this. It's fair dinkum, this stuff.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a believer?
I'm a believer.
Okay, this is good. All right, so I can talk to you like I'm not mental because people have mixed reactions when I bring this up. But I've heard about the mythical panther that has roamed the Australian bushland for decades. In fact, when I was a cadet journo at Channel 10, like nearly 20-odd years ago, one of the first stories I did was a guy who claimed to be attacked by one. And then lo and behold, just a year or so ago, I saw twice with my own eyes down the bottom of a paddock using our paddock here at the farm, using binoculars, I saw a big panther.
I believe you, Danya. We're believers together.
I think you're a nut. How big was it?
Mate, it was in a paddock next to sheep, so I had like a direct reference, and it was as big as a full-grown ewe, so that is... 5 to 10 times
a big mother.
Bigger than a normal cat.
How big would the furball be that coughed up? I mean, the size of a basketball or something.
Can I be honest? In lockdown, I've put a couple of cameras down where I saw the Black Panther, and so I've got these special military-style infrared night cameras.
That's Denny's like me. I did that, and I fell over and I broke my back. Actually, I did break my back this year as well. Putting up a wildlife camera
to catch it.
So I've done the same thing as you're doing.
So you've broken your back putting up camera. I'll get stolen and eaten by the cat, and they will know I'm missing.
Oh, that'd be a good show.
That's our next project we can do together. Hey, Grant, thank you.
Good on you, mate.
We can't wait to see the show. Family Feud returns this Sunday night, 7:30 on 10. Supported, everybody, and great to see you back on the telly.
Hashtag Panthers are real.
And a shout-out to 99.3 B-Rock as well in Bathurst. G'day to you guys.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
So much to get through.
Oh, we've got lots to get through.
But let's start with this bloke. With
Jay, the song whisperer.
Friday, whisperer, give us... I don't want to tailor wire.
No. Hi, Day.
Friday, up
no,
with me.
Not tailor wire.
Ring my bell.
Yeah.
Okay. Ring my bell.
Yeah. Wow, wouldn't it be spooky if that were the song? But it's not.
I don't think Ring My Bell would be the song.
No,
song
we don't play a lot of Collette.
No.
You never know.
That's a cover version of Collette. That was a cover version.
Was it? Who did the original?
Oh, God. Hang on. Let me just find out.
Are you Googling it?
Yeah. It's Patty someone, isn't it?
Patty Smith.
Anita Ward?
No. Anita Ward, yes. Oh,
Anita
you're faster than me.
Comes up.
Right.
Don't hack on the song whisperer. What are you doing? All right, what do you got? Just synopsis.
All right, here we go. This song is a message for an unknown woman. He's thinking about her. He's into her. He wants to be near her. He wants to share her experiences. He wants to know if the feeling is mutual. Is he a lover? Is he an ex? Is he a stalker? We don't know. And she won't either, because after all of his carry-on, he's not going to tell her.
Gypsy woman.
Baby, I Love Your Way by Frampton. Peter Frampton.
Not.
I'm Woman, Hear Me Roar.
Oh.
No.
He's singing. What?
So he's singing to her. Basically,
he's singing to her. She's not singing to him.
No, he's singing to her.
I'm confused.
He thinks about her. He can't stop thinking about her. He's got this all going on, but yet he's never going to say anything to her.
I feel like I've sung this at karaoke.
I'm sure you have.
Is it Billy Joel, Modern Woman?
Okay. Don't try to put on an act. You can't do that. Okay. Not Friday.
All right.
Not familiar with that Billy
not
Joel
one,
song,
that's
Dean.
Not one of his best.
No, that was from the Bridge album.
Yeah, no, I'm not into the Bridge.
Line. 1-3-3-5-3, get involved.
Drive home, that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Hang about, people. Coming up very soon, Nick Cody from our Brisbane chapter swings by for a bit of a chat.
He's in lockdown, Mickey.
He is in lockdown.
We'll find out what he's been doing.
He better not be rigging the system. I hope he's doing it. I hope he's in a hotel motel.
Oh.
Hope he's in a, what do you call him?
He's straight down the line, this guy. He's a really fair dinkum. I don't think he bought the system at all.
He's up to something.
Really? Or are you asking
that? We'll get to the bottom of that. He's a good fella. We'll
excellent.
Get to that.
Hey, have we got the weekend review coming up? Because I love this bit. I love finding out what ridiculous things we've done through the week.
Good way to wrap up the week. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But we need to get this out of the way. Song Whisperer is on deck.
Song Whisperer.
Let's check out that synopsis again, please, Jay.
This song is a message for an unknown woman. He's thinking about her. He's into her. He wants to be near her. He wants to share her experiences. He wants to know if the feeling is mutual. Is he a lover? Is he an ex? Is he a stalker? We don't know. And she won't know either, because after all of his carry-on, he's not even going to tell her.
Oh.
Evil woman.
Yeah.
That's a song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Evil woman. Jeff
Lynne. Yep.
Yeah, it well is. Done, Jay.
Don't know.
It's not yellow.
You're going to have another go, Dave?
Well, we found Colette.
What do you do in the spare time? So the news is playing.
Yeah.
We're all running about trying to win a show. You're sitting there trying to find Colette.
I got Anita, the original.
The best.
Ring my bell deep dive.
But you're ruining the Song Whisperers.
I beg your pardon. Sorry, we should go to the calls.
Shall we go to the calls, guys?
Are you going to have another crack, Jane?
No. No, I'm not. I'm not. Because
all right,
it's ridiculous.
All right, settle down.
No.
Just a simple no would suffice. Jessica is on the line. Where are you calling from, Jessica?
Hi, I'm calling from Newcastle.
We love Newcastle. Have a great weekend.
Lucky.
You'll be swanning around, enjoying the beautiful location.
Going to a cafe.
Probably a pub crawl, I'm guessing, Jessica. Mm. What do you got to do?
Eating prawns.
Yeah. I love it here. My husband is actually a manager at a pub, so I go there often.
He's a keeper.
Yeah.
Well played.
Well done, Jessica.
That's cool.
That's marrying material right there.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, you've heard the clues, Jessica. What do you think the song is?
I think it's You're Beautiful from James Blunt.
Oh. You're beautiful.
The first time I sang this at karaoke, the rain.
You are incorrigible.
Oh, it's quite tough.
Really you got to get up there.
Yeah, he was a really great guy. We interviewed him. He's great value.
He liked my beer.
He did.
He loved your beer.
He says he's going to put it in his pub over in the Brick
pub.
Lane, and he said he'll stock it.
Hey, this is really interesting. The song's a message for an unknown woman. Remember, he meets this girl on a train?
But what? It's not James Blunt.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Jessica.
Jessica.
Very close, Jessica.
That's no good. I'd give you a case of Brick Lane, but your husband is a manager at a pub. So, no need. Good on you, Jessica. Thank you. Mick is on the line. Mick, where are you calling from, buddy?
East Keilor.
In Victoria. Are you in lockdown?
Yeah, I'm actually from Geelong, mate.
Do you live in Geelong, which is a city, which is a
stage three?
Stage three restrictions in Victoria, a bit different.
I travel every day.
Hey, I hope you got the paperwork. They'll get you.
I do.
Coppers are out.
All covered.
Mick, what do you reckon it is?
Hootie and the Blowfish, I only want to be with you.
So you like Hootie?
I like Hootie. I don't care for the
Blowfish.
You remembered, Dave. Well done.
He's had a good run, Hootie.
Is he a stalker?
He's overachieved.
Is he an... Oh, Hootie.
Hootie.
Yeah, he's not my favourite.
I think so. He does country music these days, Darius Rucker.
Yeah, he's sold out then.
Is he still called Hootie?
No, Hootie's no longer.
Darius Rucker.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
we correct it.
just let me
don't take on question. The song whisperer with knowledge of music.
Okay. Prefer Hootie song. Now I think about it. I'm not stuck with Hootie.
Nothing wrong with Hootie.
Song whisperer, is it correct?
It's not correct. No.
We did a competition on Shepherd and Radio once. We were giving away tickets to Hootie and the Blowfish. Yeah. We'd come up with an idea for a competition which was called Show Us Your Hooties.
Now, that seems like something Triple M would do, so why don't we have that?
It was a karaoke. It was Show Us Your Hootie and the Blowfish song. Like,
sure it was.
No, hooties. No, it was just you sing Hootie song. Show Us Your Hooties. It was genius.
Show Us Your Hooties.
It was the 90s. It was a different
That's song. A hashtag competition if I ever
Let's do that again. That's going to be our big finish for the year,
different
I reckon.
Era.
What the hell?
Show Us Your Hooties.
What? Sorry, Mickey. It's not right.
No, he's dropped off anyway. He's gone now.
Has he?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Andrew. G'day, Andrew.
How you going, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes. Where are you calling from? Victoria? Or
yeah, Victoria,
you're in Victoria. So you're in lockdown.
You're cooked.
Yeah.
You're going nowhere.
Oh. It'd be really good, if you got this correct. At least that'd be a highlight of your weekend.
Something to look forward to.
I hope so.
I don't know. Hey, Song Whisperer.
Have a crack, mate.
Yeah.
Have a listen. What do you think this is?
I believe it is Powderfinger, Baby, I've Got You On My Mind.
Only if his retirement was on my mind. Probably drop the baby.
Okay. It's a message for an unknown woman.
Okay.
Is he a stalker? Is he an ex? We don't know. And because he will never tell her. Sounds wrong.
In the ballpark? Whisperer?
If I had this all my way, honey, you won't ever know. It is correct.
Hey! Andrew's got it. It is Powderfinger. And you got yourself $100 when the pubs reopen in your neck of the woods.
Yay.
You're there, man, on us.
What was it called? Check out your hooties?
Thank you very
much. Or send us your hooties.
Show us your hooties.
Well done.
All right, up next, it's the great Nick Cody.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Right now on the show,
yes.
My friend of the show, Nick Cody from our Brisbane chapter. Hello, mate. How are you?
Oh, guys, I'm day 11 of 14 in quarantine here with my family.
Talk us through it. What's your typical day?
Typical day, well, you spend approximately 23 hours and 50 minutes in a hotel room.
Wow.
You get to go outside for a little bit.
Yeah.
My wife and son are down there. At the minute, I've decided to stay inside. Because 10 minutes in the Brisbane winter sun for a ranger, that's still bad news. You know what I mean? There's not much to do, to be honest. Like we're very lucky. It's not. I've heard a lot of people complaining in the news about the hotel quarantine, but in Brisbane, the rules are very different to Melbourne. Like I know I had mates that came back from overseas, and the rules in Melbourne were it was one bottle of wine or 1 6-pack per couple per day.
Yes.
So that was like 3 beers each.
That's not gonna
or
fly.
Half a bottle of wine each.
I'd be
Queensland,
happy with that.
That's when I trashed my hotel
bottles.
Room. Led Zeppelin stop.
What's in Queensland? Well, what do you get?
Queensland, it's 2 bottles of wine and 2 6-packs per person per day. They're loose
well,
units.
That's
up
more like
now,
it.
That's civilised.
They want you to try and fight your way out. And I'm still off the booze, so it has been.
And can I tell you, you're looking pretty sharp, and isn't it depressing when you find out how much weight you lose when you stop drinking alcohol?
Well, I've just tried to make up for it in ice cream and chocolates because you can get all that stuff delivered. So I'm just blowing out in a different way now. But
you got room service?
Yeah,
they don't
do
that in Melbourne. That's
no,
yeah, they don't see
no.
Anywhere.
You get room service. That can still, yeah.
Isn't that weird that when the police and the army run something, it's a bit smoother than when you hire people off WhatsApp? Isn't that weird?
I tell you what, though, you'd be looking forward to some of that quarantine security from Melbourne, wouldn't you? You'd fix you up with
fags out the front.
Yeah.
Well, the only visitor we've had so far was the people to do the COVID test, and I was pretty excited, actually, just to see a new face.
Yeah.
Also, I think the first bloke to be smiling while the bloody cotton bud swipes across the bottom of the brain, you know. I was wrapped.
It's a bit aggressive,
like,
isn't it?
What do you do?
It's slightly
what are you
intrusive.
Up to this weekend?
It's like a chimney sweep going inside your noggin.
But I believe because you're on day 11, have you been keeping sort of tabs on this whole experience in any official capacity? Mm.
Yeah, I've been writing a diary every day, and I know keeping a diary is generally for children, but I've decided that since I want to do anything to get away from my actual child, I've decided to put some time aside to write a diary each day. And some of the highlights so far, because I'm doing the Brisbane morning show.
Yeah,
right. You are indeed.
From this hotel room.
Yeah. But we give a big shout out to the Big Breakfast with Marto, Margot, and yourself.
Just be careful. The last comedian to do the Brisbane Breakfast, it had a bad run in the hotel. Oh, big old Alan Smoothie, if you're listening.
We don't have to drop the name. Everybody's got Google.
So none of that, so thanks.
Here's a little bit of my diary. Yeah. Woke up this morning and remembered most successful people do their exercise first set thing. So that's what I did. I jumped out of bed and walked the 3 steps to where the radio stuff is. Didn't have my Fitbit on. That's bullshit. Those steps won't count. I realised today our room's a little bit like the casino. There are no clocks. The carpet has weird patterns on it. And there's a young man who seems to have pissed his pants while yelling. Oh, that's my son. I'll tell you how bad my mental state's getting in here. Last week there were fireworks and I was looking forward to fireworks. I'm a grown man. That should never happen.
Yeah.
If you're over the age of 6 and you're excited for fireworks, you were dropped on your head when you were young.
Hey, are you thinking tough about room. What you're going to do first up when you get out? Do you know what are you, what's your plan of attack?
Well, at the top of my list is just doing a poo further than 5 feet away from my wife and son. Second on the list is doing anything else further than 5 feet away from my wife and son. Just getting away from them.
I get it.
Let us out.
Hey. We're going to come back. We want to talk to you, continue. We want to get your Bogan report, please, if that's all right.
Oh,
even in lockdown. Can you do
Nick
one of
Nick with us. Bogans. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Our week in review's coming up. Nick Cody's with us. Of course, he's part of the Big Breakfast Show in Brisbane with Marto, Margot, and of course, the great Nick Cody. Joins us now, Kennedy.
It's a great
Malloy.
Show.
It is.
Listen in.
Dominating.
If you're up that neck of the woods, how are you going now, mate? Are you?
You're in lockdown. In a hotel. You're in quarantine.
We are. We're in hotel quarantine up here in Brizzy. And you know the worst part? We get out on Monday, and I don't know why this annoys me so much, but it's a long weekend in Queensland this weekend. So today is everyone else's day off. There was no brekkie show this morning because everyone's out. So I'm getting texts from people on Moreton Island. There was someone's in Noosa. And there's just something about it being the last 3 days is a long, long weekend that is... I just want to start drinking in here like Jack Nicholson in The Shining. Just really get amongst it again.
Do it. Now, you normally bring us some Bogan news when you swing by the show. Do you have any for us?
Yeah, even though there is a lot of lockdowns around the world, Bogans are still Bogans. And today, for Bogan News, we're heading over to America's Queensland, and that is the state of Florida.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Florida.
Yes.
You take any Queensland crime story, and if you replace it with Florida, they're doing the same thing. They're like sister states.
Okay.
It's incredible work.
Yep.
Great.
There's something about the humidity and the drinking. It's just a bad mix. Now, it does involve drinking. A drunk man with 3 previous drink driving convictions was arrested while driving a ride on lawnmower in the middle of the highway.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And when he was pulled over by the cops, he was very drunk. The cops had to point out something very obvious to him.
You know you're in the road, right?
Was I?
You were.
Ooh.
That's not a great start, is it?
Yeah, no.
You know you're on the road. Was I?
He sounds pickled.
Is that what this thing is under my feet here? Is that the road? That's crazy.
Thought the grass was short.
Yeah.
We obviously know just from the first sentence that this bloke is absolutely blind, but the cops have to do the right thing and just ask him, has he had anything to drink?
How much do you have to drink today?
A couple.
A couple? I think it's a little more than a couple.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you.
What? At the end there,
that's unbelievable.
He said, I've had a couple, and the cop said, I think more than a couple, and he goes, all right, I'm not going to lie to you. That's how drunk he is. He forgot he just lied. The last thing he said before I'm not going to lie was one.
It was a lie.
But you know, in America, it's not like the nanny state here in Australia where they give you a breath test. Over in the States, it's a bit more free. They ask you to do a test of your physical capabilities.
Okay, yep.
So if you can walk in a straight line, you know, stand on one foot, all that sort of stuff, They'll let you pass. It's got more to do than just your blood alcohol limit, all right? And why I love this bloke in Florida so much, when it came to the test, they'd asked him once, he didn't want to do it, and so they asked him again, and he just couldn't be bothered.
Can we just give me a ticket and be done with that?
So I'm going to ask you one more time if you want to do these exercises.
No, sir. You don't. Just take me to jail.
All right.
He's so polite, Nick.
Yep.
That's what I love.
Do you know how drunk you have to be where you choose jail over attempting to walk in a straight line for a little bit?
No, I'm done.
Send me to prison.
I'm cooked. Do what
sounds
you have to do.
Sounds awesome.
Did they
sounds
impound
awesome.
His lawnmower?
Yeah, it got taken away.
Oh, jeez. He's had a bad
day. It's such a shame. I love any time that there's a drinking ride-on mower story. You can put money on it.
You're all
Queensland.
Over.
You
Queensland,
are all
Southern
over
Hemisphere, Florida, Northern Hemisphere.
Hey, Nick, your Dad Bod Tour will be back touring Australia in 2021, correct?
That is correct. It's all moving over to next year when we can get around and have proper fun again.
And that's what we'll hang out for and wait to see, because we love seeing you. And, of course, everyone in Brisbane can tune in and listen to you as part of Triple M's Brisbane Breakfast Show, The Big Breakfast with Marto, Margo and you, Nick Cody.
We can't wait till you bust out of quarantine.
Yeah.
There should be like a marching band or some red
carpet
or something.
Rock patrols.
Like fireworks.
Like a coming out. You get the rock patrols parked out.
Can I rappel? I'm a few levels up. Maybe I'll rappel out, blast away. Oh,
great
slide
idea
down.
Plus, yeah, do it.
You can also download Nick's podcast, Mid-Flight Brawl, with Luke Heggie. Wherever you get your podcast from as well. The great Nick Cody joining us there.
Good on you, Nick.
Love seeing
thanks
you,
thanks,
Nick.
Thanks, guys.
Kennedy Malloy.
Stay safe.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Love it on a Friday. Matt Dower, he's on the pots and pans over
good
there.
Good on him. What a week. I mean, we've
he's
given him a lot of raw
week
material to fashion.
Yeah, true.
Into a gold nugget.
Makes it easy.
Well, it's at least a bronze nugget.
All right, let's have a listen, shall we?
It is the Week in Review, Kennedy Malloy.
We started the week with a ukulele progress update.
You promised us
it's today's the day, right?
Oh,
come
let's
on
see if you can recognise it. Right. It's Australian classic. Because I'm TNT, I'm dynamite.
Ricky.
TNT, and I win the fight.
It's not a ukulele classic.
Mick's computer mysteriously shifted 5 minutes ahead.
Why?
Well, it doesn't make sense to me.
You had a Zoom call with the Song Whisperer. He tried to talk you through how to fix it. This is what happened.
Just go down to the bottom now where it says date and time.
Automatically keep my Mac up to date.
What the
f***? I can't do this. It says one update. Bang. And it's going, no.
I'll call you, man. Thanks, man.
I blame 5G. The 5G towers, you can blame anything.
So we put the call out.
What do you blame on 5G, mate?
Before 5G, no hemorrhoids. Now I've got a bunch of grapes coming out.
Okay, you don't need to describe.
5G stands for five grapes.
The day 5G showed up in my street, my cat disappeared. If we move back to a 4G area, I'm figuring we'll be able to download anything.
Down the road, we've got a baseball field there, and they're building like a bloody 5G thing. It looks like a missile launcher.
I'm so scared.
Your local baseball diamond is a front for a missile launcher. I just and stay on the line while we can trace your call, please.
Well, hang on, Kurt.
Karen from Brighton in Melbourne shared her thoughts on the block filming in a suburb.
I will not like looking at a whole bunch of utes. I don't want rubbernecking. Stay away from Brighton.
Anne Edmonds was maintaining her distanced yet friendly exercising regime.
I've been like smiling at people running along, and I got home today and the mask had run all over my face, like the dye.
It was a material crunch.
Jogging around the park like the Joker.
There was a major milestone on the show this week.
Dave, congratulations. The Gets
thank
officially
you,
passed 200,000 Ks today.
Pulling into the radio station, it's like it knew. Aww. His home, Gets. 14 years ago, I bought it brand new. One small car of the year, 2003. Aww.
The Masked Singer returned to our screens.
Who was the
do you know who was under the mask? Take
no
it
idea
off, they say. Take it off.
It's Mark Villaposa!
Is Mark?
If you're going to get a tennis player, what about Wally Masseur? If you can't get Wally Masseur, Mark Edmondson. If you can't get Mark Edmondson, either of the Woodies. But what the hell is that?
We chatted with Craig Rucastle about his new TV show, Fight for Planet A, our climate change challenge.
It's looking at our carbon footprint, seeing how you can reduce it, what creates it.
I'm not giving up meat.
There are farms in Victoria that grow carbon neutral beef, and there's some from Queensland. So there are solutions out there.
Instead of eating a big steak, I'll have a risotto.
You'll have a risotto? well. But in the meantime, Mick had urgent business to attend to.
I found up the back of the fridge a old steak.
Hang on.
And the date on the steak said
today.
I couldn't
you
wait.
Put it, I saw it on your grill.
Did you have one of your yogos, a little chocolate yogurt?
Yeah. I've still got one left, but that's dated the 4th.
Of the 8th.
It's last week.
I'm going to have a crack.
We addressed one of classic rock's biggest conundrums.
Learning to fly, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Here come the seagulls. There it is. Jane
I don't
Kennedy.
Know if it's a seagull.
It's a bird. Might have been a pigeon.
Somebody going this.
Sound like an albatross.
Or a great condor.
Penguin.
And it was a delayed appearance on the show for Andy Lee.
Your producer texts me and said, oh, I'm sorry, running a bit late. I was like, that's all right, no problem. And I was thinking, I wonder what it's been. And then this 5-minute discussion about what bird it could have been. It's all the important stuff. I thought it might have been an emu for mine. But,
Jane battled through Wednesday's show carrying an injury.
I was trimming my hedge.
Settle down, everyone.
I couldn't find the big, large secateurs. About a quarter of the way through, I've pulled up with a blister.
Can't even see it.
Hurts.
That is the most overblown.
I can't put my mascara on properly.
And Mick arrived to a dangerous panic station.
What's going
on
there?
I walked in to see Dave throwing things around.
I did.
Triple M.
You caught me at the wrong time.
I've seen you. They've got no milk. So you've had to go downstairs, buy a carton of milk.
$1.29 it cost me. Who do I claim this to?
I'll give it to Mick.
$1.29? I will take that.
Careful what he's going to do with that. I'm scared.
Don't you
I'm scared.
Planet America's Chaz Lichardello updated us on the run-up to the US election.
They're trying to get Kanye onto as many ballots as possible. Just have his name there, even if he doesn't campaign.
Is there not a chance he may be caught up on election fraud, given that some of the signatures he collected are not, in fact, legitimate? One was Mickey Mouse.
I'm pretty sure that Mickey Mouse is not supporting Kanye, so that is a no-no.
Dave O'Neill signed up to LinkedIn.
I'm doing a lot of Zoom gigs. It's like Facebook for business people, and so I put my name, and then it said, are you looking for work? I'm like, yeah, of course. And then it brings up job. First job I got, assistant manager at Nando's. Not even a manager. Assistant manager.
Young horse trainer Clayton Douglas sent Australian punters into a tailspin.
A rumour went round yesterday that his horse cannot lose. Half of Australia got on it. Yep. And then another text went around today going, that was false.
Yeah.
And then the thing has come home and gone boom.
Clayton, tell me about the name. Barocha.
Yeah, it's actually Barocca.
That's not how you spell it.
Yeah, I know. My uncle spelled it wrong. So.
I reckon your uncle might be putting out the text.
The great Harry Shearer returned to the show to tell us about his new project.
I've been writing a bunch of songs about Donald Trump. I've followed him for a long time since he was a loudmouth real estate developer prone to serial bankruptcies.
Here's an interesting little side note. You were the last interview in this studio.
In studio.
Before the whole thing was shut down.
That is totally crazy, and I'm honored to be the person that shut you guys down.
Thank you.
But let's finish this week in review where we started, and the ukulele stylings of Jane Kennedy, featuring Mick Molloy on cowbell, as performed exclusively for an unsuspecting Pete Murray.
Mick, don't.
Pete, see if you can go anywhere
with this. No pressure.
Here we go.
Okay, hang on.
Oi!
Because I'm TNT. I'm dynamite. Yeah.
I'm very impressed by that. That's pretty impressive, John.
See, Mick. Thanks, Pete. Yeah.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Thanks to the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability. Superior quality. You can check them out at crown.com.
Let's do it. It'll be the last
it's
time
Friday.
I hear it for a couple of days.
Let's go.
There is nothing like a crown.
Picking it up and putting it down.
Should
that's
be
my project.
Our national anthem.
It
right.
should be
all rise for the national anthem, and off we go.
All rise on the forklift.
Yeah. All rise on the forklift.
It's my project to learn that song on the weekend.
On the ukulele.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to really study it hard.
Well, we told you, it can actually lift 4,500 ukuleles. I could drive it round and drop them off at your house over the weekend.
And I could sit on top of them all playing it.
Well, hang on.
With a lay.
We might be overweight now. I'm just saying.
Hang on a minute.
It says 800 kilograms.
Look out.
That's it.
Oh, I could just tip it over.
This is fantastic, guys. Anyone in the market for a forklift, just go to
there's
the
no
Crown
other place
Encore
to go.
Range. Yeah. It's unbelievable. The best in the business.
Only
you can't go
is.
Past it. Take one for a test drive. Mm. That's what I would do. take for a test
drive, sure.
And then just take off.
No, sure, you can do that.
On a Thelman Louise style road trip.
These babies are beautifully pre-loved. And
come and get me poppers.
They have been zhooped up so well. Stunning, in fact. And they're a much cheaper price than buying a brand new one. You don't have to do that. If you know, times are getting tough.
Unbelievable.
But they've got everything still intact. You know, you got. Don't even worry about it. You just go to crown.com, find all the info,
come on,
and Bob's your uncle.
Get involved. You're a loser if you don't get on board. you're a dead set more.
Oh, well, listen to what Mick says. Yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
Come on.
Should we play it?
Get involved.
Yeah.
Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
That's another week of Kennedy Malloy. Missed any of the shows this week? You know you do. You get the podcast. Catch up. KennedyMalloy.com.au.
Does that have Jane's interview on it that's had a million views?
No, that's YouTube.
Amazing.
That's different,
YouTube. That's pretty
you
amazing.
You and Dave Grohl.
Well, I'd say there's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot of Foo Fighters fans. But he's very funny on it, I must say.
He's very good. Who's on the show next week, please? David?
Glenn Robbins, your mates.
Excellent, yes.
Adam Shand will be joining us, our crime reporter. Yep. We've got Charlie Pickering, Narrowly Meadows. And Ricky Ponting's going to join us as well.
Oh, that's good. I'll look forward to
Ricky Ponting,
chatting with him.
Will you? Mm. I reckon you won't get stuck into him. He's released his own range of wine. They're coming from everywhere. Kylie Minogue's got a wine out now. Ricky Ponting's got a wine out. Caught snoozing.
Oh, he better not have a rosé out because I'm after Minogue. She's dead to me now.
No, he does. I think he's...
That is so... Okay, I've got to get moving now. I need to collaborate with a winemaker in this country and I need to release Jane's Rosé. Let's think of a name. What can it be called? Rosé,
It'll be a Methuselah.
Well, they'll make the big ones.
It'll be the keg. Will it be the can? Will you do James?
No,
wine?
I won't do it in the can. No, I want the bottle and I want a cork. I don't want a Stelvin cap. Like the French do. And I want French grapes, but in an Australian bottle.
A billion bottles of champagne going.
Oh, they're going rotten. They're going to be chucked out.
Sad news.
That
Very
is sad news.
News all Funny round. Will we have a tasting? We should have a tasting of Ricky's wine. I'm waiting for Booney's wine. I just think that'll be a better...
That has got a hint of hops.
It'll be more of a port.
Yes,
it'll be fortified, whatever it is, but I can't wait.
All right, that's great. You bet.
Stay safe, Australia.
Yes.
Footy for me.
Enjoy. I'm going to be picking some lemons off my lemon tree.
How sad.
Oh, that'll take a minute. Then what?
And I'm done. All right, we'll talk to you Monday. Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up done and dusted for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.